السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his household, his companions. May Allah bless them, bless every one of us, grant goodness to the entire ummah. May Allah make us resolve our matters, our disputes. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bring the ummah together, and may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant us that togetherness in the most unique way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our hearts for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who make an effort to clean our hearts. And may He favor us in this beautiful season. My brothers, my sisters, the supplications we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be serious about the dua. There is no point in calling out to Allah to give you something and you're not making an effort. You need to make an effort as well to try and achieve what you're asking for. So when you ask for goodness, you try and do goodness. When you ask for protection from evil, you try your best to abstain from evil. You don't just walk towards sin and say, "Oh Allah, protect me from sin," but you're walking towards it. So we were continuing from the previous episode. We mentioned the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. I did not yet complete that hadith, but I'm quickly recapping it. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wal-jubni wal-harami wa'a'udhu bika min adhabi al-qabri wa'a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat." Oh Allah, I seek your protection from inability or disability. I seek your protection from laziness. I seek your protection from cowardice. I seek your protection from old age. I seek your protection from the punishment of the grave. And I seek your protection, oh Allah, from the trials and tribulations of life and death. And the hadith ends there. It is muttafaqun alayh. Hadith of Anas bin Malik. Who was this Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu? He was a khadim. He was a servant of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 whole years. And the point that comes to my mind when I think of this beautiful individual, as he was a young boy, he grew up, he was one of the last to die or to pass away from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he lived for a long, long time, mashallah. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, "I served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for 10 whole years. Not once did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say a bad word to me. Not once did he say oof to me. Not once did he say, 'Why did you do this?' Not once. I served him for 10 years and he actually spoke to me with utmost respect. He helped me do what was my task, what I was tasked to do. He helped me do it. He did not get angry with me. He did not get upset." I remember telling some brothers and even some sisters, my brothers, my sisters, how many of us with those who work for us with the helping hands at home and anywhere else, we get upset and angry every day. We swear and shout. We treat them in such a belittling fashion that it is embarrassing to call ourselves followers of this great example who the servant himself is saying, never did he do that. Never did he say a bad word. He always helped me. He respected me. He was smiling. He didn't even say oof to me. And I served him for 10 whole years. With us, every 10 minutes, there's a bad word that comes out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. We still call ourselves followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't that embarrassing? So my brothers and sisters, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to respect me big time. Subhanallah. May Allah make us from among those who are inspired to respect those whom we work with, who work with us, for us, and subhanallah, all those whom we work for as well. That having been said, these young people told me, "Well, that was the Prophet, peace be upon him. I'm not a prophet." Astaghfirullah. Come on. That's a very bad way of looking at things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to us in order for us to try and follow his example. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We have never sent a messenger except that he should be followed. Except in order that he should be followed by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So follow that example. And then they say, "Well, the people working for us were not Anas bin Malik." You know, maybe if Anas bin Malik was working for us, radiallahu anhu, then maybe we would have been the same. He must have been such a good worker. Those are cheap excuses. Don't say that. We are not the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the people working with us, for us, whatever, they are not Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. But the example fits. We need to be more careful about how we speak. You want the mercy of Allah, have mercy on others. If you want your answer, the answer of your dua and your supplication, have mercy on people. But imagine you are calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you've just harmed all those around you. What do you expect to come in your direction? Nothing besides harm. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is seeking the protection of Allah from helplessness, from laziness, from being a coward, astaghfirullah, which he wouldn't ever have been, from old age, and he is seeking protection from the punishment of the grave, the punishment of the grave, may Allah protect us. And he is seeking protection from the trials and tribulations of life and death. This means in life we will all have trials, tribulations. We seek Allah's protection from the trials and tribulations that would drown us, that which we would not be able to go through. In one of the episodes, I remember reading the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah near the end, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the dua, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. O Allah, do not burden upon us that which we won't be able to shoulder. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for every one of us. Again, this is a beautiful, powerful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's important that we learn it, we put it into practice, we repeat it, we say it. And like I've said before, if you don't know the Arabic, at least say it in any other language while you are busy learning the Arabic. The Arabic is powerful. It's the exact wording of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It would be an honor to say the same words, and it is definitely more virtuous. But if you don't know the same words, then at least start saying it in any language that you know. Oh Allah, protect me from laziness, protect me from whatever else, miserliness and so on. Then there is another hadith of a totally different sahabi. Look at how many sahaba have narrated these ahadith. I made mention of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Aisha radiallahu anha, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. So many of these narrations. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Yes, here Zayd ibn Arqam, Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu, in fact he says, la aqulu lakum illa kama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu is saying, I am not going to tell you except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say. What did he used to say? He used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. O Allah, I seek your protection from helplessness and laziness. We called it inability, disability, we can also call it helplessness. It's the same thing, it's ajz, when you're helpless. O Allah, I seek your protection from helplessness and laziness, wal jubni wal bukhl, and from cowardice, and from miserliness, wal harami, and from old age. So all of these are already mentioned in the previous hadith, wa adhabil qabri, and from the punishment of the grave. Now, there is an addition that is not in the previous narration. What is it? Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, grant my soul its piety. Subhanallah. O Allah, grant my soul the piety. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, give my soul the piety, the taqwa, the God consciousness, the consciousness of you, O Allah. You know, we learn from the Quran that Allah is the controller of the nafs, and Allah is the controller of the taqwa as well. Allah is the giver of the taqwa. So we're asking Allah, who's the owner of the nafs, to actually give it the taqwa. So, O Allah, آتي نفسي تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. O Allah, grant my nafs its piety, grant my soul its piety, and cleanse it, for indeed you are the best of those who cleanse. Cleanse it. Purify it. Purify my soul, for you are indeed the best of those who purify. أنت وليها ومولاها. You are its guardian and protector. You are the protector of my soul and you are the guardian of my soul. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I want to repeat that. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Amazing dua. We need to memorize it and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our soul, to grant us the piety deep within our souls and hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. And he continues, Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu continues, Allahumma. He says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. Now, we spoke about knowledge. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, O Allah, I seek your protection from knowledge. That is a waste of time. That is not beneficial at all. You know, people sometimes know so many things, but it's irrelevant. It's got nothing to do with anything. It's not going to help you at all. You know the fine details of so much. You'd rather have used that capacity to memorize something or to learn something that was absolutely beneficial. You know, I've sat with some young people as they grow up. They know the finer details of every single thing. Sometimes that is not beneficial. And when you ask them about real life matters, the akhirah, the dunya, Allah, the Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they don't even know. They don't even have a clue. And they're not even interested sometimes. May Allah create that interest for us in our hearts. May Allah make us from those who look forward to the opportunity to increase our knowledge, good knowledge, that which will benefit us. Ameen. So this is a dua, seeking protection from knowledge that is not beneficial. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. O Allah, I seek your protection from knowledge that is not beneficial. Wa min qalbin la yakhsha. Powerful, powerful. O Allah, I seek your protection from a heart that does not fear you. A heart that is not content. Subhanallah. A heart that does not fear you. A heart that is not conscious of you. A heart that is not filled with humility. There goes. A'udhu bika min qalbin la yakhsha. I seek your protection from having a heart that is not filled with humility. I want to be humble. My heart needs to be content. It needs to be protected. It needs to be filled with khushu'. You know, this humbleness, this calmness, this beauty. When I worship you, I love it. You know, when we say Allahu Akbar and we start salah, sometimes the heart is not even there. Sometimes the heart is not even there. So we're saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min qalbin la yakhsha. Wa min nafsin la tashba'. And I seek protection from a nafs, from a soul or a self, from being someone who's never filled, never quenched. Never quenched. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min nafsin la tashba'. I seek protection, O Allah, in you from having a soul that is never filled or content. Subhanallah. Look at these du'as. It actually is amazing that the Prophet, peace be upon him, who already was the best, he had a heart that was the best, he had khushu', he was always content, he was the greatest and so on. He's making this du'a. And Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu is telling us, I'm going to tell you what I heard the Prophet say. I heard him say this. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, then the last part of the dua, وَمِن دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا. O Allah, I seek your protection from making a prayer to you that's not going to be answered. I seek protection in you from making a prayer to you that's not going to be answered. Subhanallah. Amazing dua. This hadith is narrated by Imam Muslim. If we go through this hadith, and I'd like to just read it again for the benefit of every one of us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal, wal-jubni wal-bukhl, wal-haram, wa'adhabi al-qabri. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha, wa-zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha. O Allah, I seek your protection from helplessness and laziness. I seek your protection from cowardice and from miserliness, from old age with helplessness, and I seek your protection from the punishment of the grave. O Allah, grant my soul its piety and God consciousness, and purify it, cleanse it, for indeed you are the best of those who cleanse. O Allah, you are its protector, you are its guardian. O Allah, I seek your protection from knowledge that is not beneficial, from a heart that has no khushu' in it, a heart that is not humble or filled with humility, from a soul that is never full or content, and from a prayer or supplication made to you that is not responded to. Amazing. These are the blessed words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They teach us a lot. They teach us that there are people who are never happy. There are people whose hearts are not good. There are people who have knowledge that is not beneficial. There are people who call out to Allah who call out perhaps even deities besides Allah. Obviously they're not going to get responded to, but those who call out to Allah with wrong intention or without that humility, without fulfilling the conditions of calling out to Allah, what do they expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So these are some blessed words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu that is made mention of, that is also similar but slight difference, and I'm going to mention it because of the difference. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه narrates, he says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن. Wow. Oh Allah, he used to say, Oh Allah, I seek your protection from worry and sadness. Brothers and sisters, this is powerful. What worry did the Prophet ﷺ have, or sadness? Subhanallah, he was the best of creation. We need this dua more than anyone else.